My pipes froze last night, so I got no hot water in my kitchen, and it's been a great morning. It's been really good. I left as fast as I could.
So if you smell a weird smell, it's because Adam did not shower this morning because it had no hot water.
Whoa, no. I had hot water to my shower.
Oh, okay.
So we're fine. Everything's fine in that area. We're good to go. So we wanted to welcome everybody this morning. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your morning to be here with us. I think that parent meetings have been something that I have like grown to love, and I really have a soft spot for these because I enjoy seeing just how many parents are invested and they just want to know what's happening. And I know that you parents that are here are part of the kind of the backbone of GSM and of what we're doing because you are teaching and continuing to grow and shape your own children at home. And as they enter through our doors, they become leaders and they become those that pour out into their friends and their peers. And they are people that just continue to learn how to love the Lord and how that works out in their everyday life. So thank you for what you do as parents. I will share one quick thing. My son Leland, we just had his 1-year-old birthday party, so he's one already, which is insane to me. And we're already beginning to figure out things like what does it look like for discipline? What does it look like to tell that kid no? And it's terrifying. And so even as like a little 1-year-old, I'm like, man, what's going to happen when they're like super sassy and like 13 and like are talking back to me?
Or three.
Yeah. He's a couple years ahead already at only three. And even just thinking about that, it terrifies me a little bit. But one of the things that I was really encouraged, I was thinking about this last night, was just how many great relationships Ryan and I both even have made here with all of you. And just seeing you raise your kids. I know that you send them to us at Green Student Ministry, but there's an element of we're watching you guys because I don't know what to do. And so I just appreciate being in this community of people here at this church that we get to see you parent and how you do that so well. And I'm just encouraged by it. And I know Ryan is as well. So to get started, we want just to run over. We always want to run over what we're about here at Green Student Ministry. And the three things that we are about every single Sunday, every Wednesday, every small group, every trip, retreat, is that students would be known, that they would become encouragers, and that they would learn how to do kingdom work effectively. They would learn to give their lives away in every single element of what they're doing for the cause of Christ, for the kingdom of God, that it would be built and grown and cultivated so that everyone would know Jesus. And so we're passionate about that, and we are excited for this semester and kind of what is going to be upcoming. But before we jump into this semester, Ryan is going to talk a little bit about what has happened this past fall.
Yeah. So before we jump in there, I want to say, I want to make Melissa known. For those of you who are newer or maybe didn't
she
make...
She hates us right now, by the way.
Maybe didn't make the fall. This is Melissa. Go ahead and let's give it up for Melissa. So really, really quick, I was setting up the slides for today, and I looked at this meeting that happened last year, and it was there's like 7 slides, and it's all like homemade slides that Adam and I created, and it looked really disconnected and
horrible.
So Melissa, and also the last time we were here, I don't know that we sat at tables. I think we just sat in chairs, and there definitely wasn't food. And so we are taking steps forward in GSM because of Melissa.
Yeah.
She is bringing organization and just a good look and feel to GSM. So make sure if you have questions, a lot of the times you can filter them through her to get a better answer than you would from Adam or I, and a little bit faster and definitely more organized. And so that's Melissa. If you guys are newer or weren't able
if
to
if you don't want any typos in your responses
right, yes,
to your emails,
yes.
See Melissa.
Yeah,
so.
Right. We had an awesome fall that we just came off of, where we had a great summer trip that we talked about in our fall meeting. But then this past November, we had our all-in weekend, and it was a great time. Previously, we've always called that, what was the name of it?
Ruach,
yes.
We
called it Ruach, but this year we rebranded it and created something that was more just for high school students with All-In Weekend. And it was just a great weekend. We had a right around 200 students all together there, and we took right around 80 students and leaders for that trip, and it was an absolute blast. Here's the one thing. If your student was not a part of that, I want to highly encourage you. We'll talk about this a little bit more later today, but I really want to encourage you to lean into what we're doing here at GSM, both in middle school and high school, the retreats, the camps, the weekends, the fun things that we're doing. Really lean into those things. I know that lives are busy with sports and with school and all of the extra things that are going on. But here's what I can guarantee you. Those weekends, eternal things happen, and it really influences the lives of high school students and middle school students. So I encourage you to look at your calendar and make priority for those things that we're doing. So.
Yeah, we had about 85 middle schoolers that we took to Ruach this past fall as well, and that was a blast. It was so much fun. It's Mud Weekend, and so that's like the differentiating thing between the high school weekend and the middle school. We go Mud Weekend for middle school, and high school is a polar plunge, which I would 1,000 times over choose the mud. Versus a polar plunge.
And it's perfect because 1,000 times over, I would choose the polar plunge over
no,
the mud.
No, you're
I
wrong.
I think Adam still has mud behind his ears.
It's in there somewhere. I'll find it later. I lost a bunch of shoes in the mud, too. We had a great time at Ruach, and like Ryan said, those weekends, as small of a time period as it seems, there is something that happens while we get away and we just have fun together, we're worshiping together, we're listening and learning and having good discussion. Something happens in those weekends where relationships are formed and strengthened, not only from peer to peer, but from leader to student. And that honestly is probably one of my favorite things about those weekends, is the fact that we get time to hang out with your kids and just to continue to show them that, man, we're in. We are invested in you. We care about you. I want to know what's going on in your life. How can I be praying for you? How can I be encouraging you? And it is just one of the most awesome things to see. We had quite a few new small group leaders actually join in this past fall that we had trained up, and they had got started, and they're ready to go. And I really feel like it's not until their first kind of fall retreat, their first Ruach, that when they experience that, they don't really feel like they're kind of in yet as a leader until they do that. There is something about this decision to say, I'm going to go out and I'm going to spend a freezing cold weekend with a couple students, and I'm going to get super muddy and gross and dirty, and I'm going to get in the mud with them. I got body checked by an eighth grader who is like three times my size, and I face planted in the mud. And I'm like laying there for a second, and I'm like, man, it's a good thing that Jesus loves these kids. No, it was awesome. But our leaders who go and they show up, it's just a great time for them to get involved and to feel like, man, yeah, this is where I'm at. I'm in, ready to go. So both our fall retreats went well. Small groups. This fall for small groups, we really didn't know exactly how it was going to turn out with kind of this stepped up expectation that we put out on you guys as well and on your kids. And we went from about probably total overall between both ministries, probably about 80, 85, maybe 90 students in small groups to over 200 students in small groups this fall. And not just like, hey, I wrote my name down, but like I'm committed to being here week in, week out to this community, to seeing our relationships grow, to being honest and vulnerable, like, to go from that amount, from 80 to 200, we had no idea that it was going to explode like that. We had set goals, and we're like, man, this would be great if this worked out or if we hit this number or whatever. But to see students engaged in community, like, that's what moves the kingdom forward, especially here at a church this size, because you can walk into that middle school room or walk into this room as a high schooler and immediately feel lost. And the best way to get connected is to be a part of a group. And so we're so thankful. Thank you, parents, for pushing and encouraging even your students. Maybe some of you didn't even have to, which is even more awesome, that they want to be involved and get connected and be a part of what's going on here. So our small groups, great, great work this past fall, and we're excited to re- restart those. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kick them back off
as of this week.
And
so,
parents, with that, if you find yourself saying, man, my student didn't sign up, and we really want them to be a part of a small group, they really want to be a part of a small group, please talk to Adam and I. There's not as big of a push for the second semester as there was in the fall, just because those groups are already established and moving forward. But maybe, you know, for whatever reason, your student goes, you know what, mom and dad, I really missed out on an opportunity, and I want to be a part of that. Please let Adam or I know, and we'll find a way to push them in. But knowing that that commitment level is still as high as it was in the fall, that we want them to be at 90% of the meetings. That means that they're only going to miss at most two from now to the end of the year. And to really make sure that when they're there, they're contributing to conversation, they're being vulnerable, they're being real. And so that's my hope for you guys. And if your student is in a small group, make sure you're asking them that question. Hey, are you involved? How involved are you? Are you connected? Are you just going there and sitting and absorbing? Or are you contributing to the conversation and contributing to your growth in your relationship with Jesus? Along with that, here's the other thing, parents, that I encourage you to do. For those of you who have students in small groups, find your student's small group leader and build a relationship with them.
Yes.
Begin to build a relationship with them. Here's what your child's small group leader knows, that there is no one in this world that loves them more than you, but they want to partner with you. They love your student. They could never love your student as much as you do, but they have an incredible love for them that they would take time out of their week and out of their life to invest in your child's life and the lives of your child's friends. And so I encourage you, get to know them, partner with them. Hey, here's what I can guarantee you. And students, it's the reality. If you are talking to your student, parents, about one thing and you're just constantly getting on them over and over and over again, and you're not seeing any kind of change, allow your student small group leader to partner with you. Let them know what's going on in your life and in the lives of your students and say, hey, can you walk beside me in this? Hey, for whatever reason, Timmy just is not getting in God's word. Can you talk to him about that? Here's what I can almost guarantee you. The kind of relationship that they have with your student is going to push them in the direction of Jesus. And you're going to find that the same information that you're giving them, the same advice repackaged with a different relationship, will get to the result that we are hoping for. And that's great. Growth in their relationship with Jesus,
which is super annoying. So I'm sorry. one last thing on leaders. Think about this. We have adults here, college students. We have a vast kind of age gap in what our leader and who our leaders are, and it's great. But a lot of them have full-time jobs, are also parents themselves, and they're taking vacation time, like paid vacation time or an unpaid vacation time, like from their jobs, from their families, to be with your students. And so I think that's something that you should value and just continue to process that and understand that we have adults and volunteers and leaders here who are all in and who are really engaged and want to see your student know Jesus even more than they already might. So let's talk about what's coming up.
Yeah. So Adam, why don't you tell us about what you are middle school is going to be talking about and learning through and what you're going to be teaching through in the next couple upcoming weeks.
Over the next 8-9 weeks, we are going to be going through a new sermon series, and it's going to be called New, and we are going to be looking at the life of Paul. And so we're going to be walking through all 8 of those weeks, looking at kind of just where Paul is, what he did, how he was led to Jesus, how he met him, and the subsequent kind of effects of that, and what happened after his life was totally changed and just radically shifted. And so I'm really excited about the series. The thing that I'm actually more excited about are these. So I've begun to create devotional booklets for middle school students, and so this is our first one that we're releasing, and we're gonna put one out every single week for these 8 weeks of this series. We're just gonna kind of see how this goes. Hopefully, this is a great added kind of resource, something that will encourage your students to get into God's Word throughout the week. And the best thing is that this follows along with what we're doing, and this is meant to be read throughout the week before we're going to be preaching on kind of this topic. So it's like, man, those scripture verses, those ideas, those questions are already hopefully going to be kind of percolating, In their mind, it was a $10 word, and that they'll be thinking about these things before they even walk in here on a Sunday morning. And maybe if they hit a passage of scripture or a certain thing, and they're like, man, I don't know about this. One, I would hope that they would go to you and say, man, mom, dad, what is this? What do I do with this? And then even more than that, they can walk in here on a Sunday morning, and I will be speaking to that. And just continuing to break these things down and walking through these different passages and how this relates to Paul's life, and then how it should affect our lives as well, even as middle schoolers. And so this is a daily devotional that we're going to be giving out for the next 8 weeks. So this first one, week one, the best part is that Sunday is like a rest day. So it's like, hey, just come to GSM. Come hang out with us. It encourages them to put away their phone or their devices or whatever, even for just a little bit on a Sunday afternoon. Rest. Go play a board game. Go to a friend's house. Take a nap. Do something. A lot of parents are like, yes, please, let my child take a nap so that they will be out of my way just for a little bit. So I'm trying to help you out here. So it encourages them to do that. And then Monday through Friday, there's just a passage of scripture, and there's five things that you do every day. So hopefully it'll only take about 5 minutes. So 5 minutes a day in God's word. You pray, and then you read, highlight something in the passage, reflect, and then pray again. Those five things. Just a quick, easy 5-minute kind of devo, whether they do it in the morning, at lunch, after school, maybe at night, whatever. Just encouraging them to get into God's word. And then Saturday is called Grace Day. And so that's like, hey, if you are behind or if you need to catch up on any reading or whatever, take today to do that. So there's no extra passage on Saturday. And so this is a great way, I think, to kick off the new year and just to really get into God's word and help us to continue to do that. So, yep.
So, Adam, those are available today in middle school room?
Yes.
Fantastic. So, middle school parents, make sure you grab that. For high school families, today we have what we call Question Sunday, where your students have the opportunity to submit anonymous questions via text message that we have a panel begin to answer and work through. Really, what we want to do is we understand that throughout the seasons of life, what we're teaching and learning in here on Sunday doesn't cover every single question that students have. And so we want to create an opportunity for them to ask those questions so that they can get biblical answers to them so that they can know how to live their lives moving forward. Next week, we're doing a one-off. It's called Reckless on just the love that Jesus has for us. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And then the week after that, we're starting an 8-to-10-week series called The Mirror, where we're going to look at the book of James. And one of the things that I love about the book of James is it uses this metaphor that God's word is a mirror, and it shows us the truth that's in our lives. And what good is it for us to look in a mirror, to see what we look like, only to walk away and forget about it? And so we're going to be looking at that over, you know, throughout the remainder of winter. And even into spring, we're going to be looking at a study in James. And so that's what we have coming up for our high school students going on. And so with that, we also have some really fun stuff coming up with our winter and spring trips, and even looking ahead to summer. And so I think Adams is first on the slide. Let's throw that next one up there.
Oh.
Yes. Take it away, Adam.
Boom. Winterwallapalooza, everybody. Super excited about this. It's going to be awesome. Winterwallapalooza every year is our overnight event for middle school students. And so it runs from about 9 p.m. Until 7 a.m. And so we are here. We take buses and go all around. And so we go to a bunch of different locations all over town, and it is a blast. We go skating. There are like rock walls and laser tag. We're going to do something a little bit different this year. Actually, we're going to go to an ice skating rink, and they're going to have broom ball there. And so I'm really excited about that. So it's like, hey, everybody, get off the bus.
All the students are like, oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then a couple other things that we have done in the past as well. So that's going to be all night. You get two meals while you're there. We do like pizza around midnight, middle of the night, and then we do breakfast as well in the morning that is there. You get a T-shirt. Everything is all included. It's $45. So to do broom ball, to do the ice skating, to do everything else, T-shirt, to get the food, to get all the other activities for $45, I think is a steal. And so I'm really excited about that. This is our big push. If you have friends who want nothing to do with church and they're like, yeah, whatever, get them to come to Wallapalooza. it's just a fun night. And I think that one of the best ways that we can reach middle school students is through having fun, honestly. They're still kids. And so for this to be a night where it's like, hey, we just want to get together and we want to show you that this is a place that you can belong and that you can have fun here and that, yeah, not all church people are like super strange and odd. I don't know. There's such an interesting view of church culture whenever you're outside of church. And so whether their parents speak into that or whether it's just people they've encountered, just experiences that they've had. I'm just really excited for Winter Wallapalooza, and hopefully this is just a good way to kind of break the ice and just say, hey, come be part of this and come hang out with us. So invite your neighbors, invite everybody at your school, invite everybody that you can. We usually have about 250 people here for the night, so it is a blast.
And so for high school students, the Winter Wallapalooza sounds great, but in high school, I can't stand all-nighters. Like, after like 12:30, like, I'm ready to go to bed. And so what we're doing is something that I think
I didn't say I could stand it. I just said I'd do it.
Adam always goes, hey, Ryan, can you help out this year? I go, I'll host till about midnight, then I'm going home.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing this year for high school students is something that we're calling Mystery Trip. And so the best way I can describe it, because there's students in here, I don't want to tell you what it is. If you
Secrets.
Really want to know, I can let you know more specifics about it. But what we want to do is we want to keep it as secret as possible so students can get excited for it, and it can be a surprise when they get to where they're going. But essentially what it is, if any of you have ever seen the show The Amazing Race, it is very much like that, where students get teamed up in teams of six with one adult driver, and we drive from location to location. And your students need to complete challenges that gives them a clue that sends them to a new location. It will ultimately lead us to a hotel where we will stay the night and then pick up the next morning on Saturday to continue it. And the first one back to the church will be our winner. There's going to be some big prizes that we give out for this, for the winning team, and some individual prizes as well. And the cool thing is the more students that sign up, the better the prizes become. And so once 50 students sign up, we have a big prize that we'll release and say what it is. Once 100 students sign up or whatever those numbers might be. But just like Adam said, this is a great opportunity for your students to invite their unchurched friends who may have a specific bias towards what they think the church is as a building. And so sometimes it's hard to get students to come through the doors. But what we understand is the church is us collectively. We do not need to be in this building to be the church. And so we want to encourage your students to invite their friends to be a part of a really fun weekend where we're going to be driving around, where they get to stay the night in a really nice hotel. And then have the opportunity to just hang out with their friends. And so that's coming up. The one thing about that, if you sign up today, it is $79. Price goes up a little bit tomorrow. So if you know that your student wants to be a part of that, that's coming up the 2nd and the 3rd of March. We're going to meet here at 6:30 on the 2nd and be done by 6 p.m. on the 3rd. And so it's right around 24 hours. A lot of fun. We won't be staying up all night. We will be going to bed, and I like that very much.
That's what you think.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we will.
Right, he's come a long way with the idea. The last thing I saw him write down was everybody meet in High Voltage Room and watch Frozen. That was going to be the mystery trip last I saw.
Yeah.
So he's been doing a lot of thinking. Which is dangerous. We want to also, let's just think about summer just for a second. Right,
it's
I know
like
it's
four
like,
degrees outside,
it's like -4 outside. And so summer already, we are beginning to think about and plan out and just kind of talk through even in the offices, and it's crazy that this is already like on our radar. But summer is coming. It's always coming. And so we are very excited for the two trips, kind of two main trips that we'll be taking this year. So really actually high school has two kind of trips. One big camp and then the Mexico. And then we have Mix this year. So I'll talk about Mix just for a hot second. Mix is our big summer trip. It is going to be June 24th through June 28th. So it's really four and a half day trip. And we go out to Cedarville. And honestly, this is the trip. Like if your middle school student misses everything else, send them to Mix. If they cannot do anything else, like try your hardest to get them to Mix. Because it is the amount of things that happen out there, I don't think I could even write everything down, what has all happened out there. Just the amount of just spiritual growth and transformation and the way that students are able to see God working in their own lives and the fact that he cares for them. And it's like there have been so many light bulb moments at Mix, which is my favorite thing to see in my job. Like if nothing else happened, that's what I live for, is for these moments where all of a sudden students who have either grown up in the church or are completely outside of it, there's this moment where it's like, oh my goodness, like I need to live my life for Jesus. And that looks different than anything else that I've thought it looked like before. And so for them to realize that there is such importance to the way that they live their lives, whether it's in front of their friends or at home or at church, like I can't even tell you the way that I've seen students grow, and that Mix has been such a launching pad for so many students in their walk with Christ and in their relationship with Christ. The fact is, we could go to any other, like we could go somewhere else. We could go somewhere like that's an hour away or that's 17 hours away. For middle schoolers, it is about not where we're going, but who's going to be there when I get there. And the best part is that we have our small group leaders there. It is their friends are there, and in that week of time, there is something that happens. Just the amount of time that we get to spend together, and just the good conversations that happen, the way that Mix the camp itself sets up everything, it is all pushed back on us as a church to have good conversation and to debrief and to talk through the sessions and the worship and the games and everything else. And so your students get such good time with their small group leaders who already have a relationship with them, who already care for them and are invested in their lives, that whenever we come home, like I said, it is such a launching pad, whether into the next school year, into the next phase of life. Like it's crazy just the change that I've seen in students' hearts from being out there, the way that God uses stuff like Mix, which is crazy to me. The way that he uses those things to change students and to just kind of get a hold of their hearts and to just to get them away from distractions so that he can have just kind of this moment with them and to show them and maybe even speak to them. Maybe this is the first time maybe that they've actively listened for God's voice or to say, man, how would you have me live my life, God? How would you have me do that? And for them to see that, I think is so huge. And so that's why we push Mix. The pricing, it's $300. I think that's actually, is that correct? Yeah. Yeah, $320 when you pay in full before February 1st, which is still cheaper than last year. Last year is $340. So after February 1, that will go to like our normal $340 price. The early bird price is over. And then April 1st, the price increases to $360, just based off of constraints that Mix itself puts on us to have our numbers in and to get all those spots in. So after a certain date, whenever we add more students, it actually costs us more money. And so this is a way for us to be able to continue, hopefully, to keep prices low. But if everybody registers early, we'll be good to go. So, yeah, Mix, it's going to be awesome. And we'll continue to have more information about that as the semester goes on.
Yeah. And so parents, for our high school students, we're really excited. We're going to what's called Student Life at the Beach. It's a beach camp. We're going to Myrtle Beach to get away, to get to the beach and enjoy some great time together and a great opportunity to connect to Jesus. And so this trip I'm really excited about. There's something about the beach that attracts students that you might not attract otherwise, where you get a student who goes, man, you know, this is the cool thing about this is an opportunity for your students to invite their friend and their friend to go, you know what, I don't know if I'm into Jesus, but I like the beach. And so they get to go there and they get the opportunity to experience who Jesus really is. Not to bait and switch them, but to show them what truth is. And so we are going to be heading down there from the 17th to the 22nd of June. We're going to be taking a bus and some 15 passenger vans heading down there. And that trip is $499 $29 right now as long as you pay in full by the 15th of February. And so one of the things that Adam and I, as we were looking this year, we're doing that tier pricing because what we realize is in the past, people sign up late and it costs us more, but the price didn't change and it found us in the negative at the end of the year on our budget. And so one of the things we wanted to do was that tier pricing to hopefully entice parents and students to say, hey, I want to sign up for this. I want to sign up for this now. And so that weekend, it's going to be. They got a great week planned for us. There's a pastor, an author. His name's David Platt. He's going to be our communicator and our speaker that week. And then for those of you who know Crowder, he is going to be leading worship for us that week. It's also at the beach. You know what I mean? And so encourage your students to go and be a part of that. Here's the one thing that I know. I know that in the summer, especially for high school students, there are sport camps. There are, early season training. There's a lot of things going on. And even parents, you have vacations planned. Here's what I would love to encourage you to do. I want to challenge you to do this. Work around this date. Work around this date in your personal lives and in your vacation, and let your student experience what this is. Experience what Jesus has planned and the Spirit is going to do in this week. Like Adam said, there's just something about these trips. This is one of the best trips that we offer. I would say, hey, if there's one trip, send them and to be a part of this. But here's the thing, parents. We want your students to be a part of every single thing that we're doing because we know that the moments that we experience and what Jesus does and the Spirit does in these trips and in these weekends, there's something that happens in the lives of students that when they walk on to Cedarville University or onto the beach or out to Camp Coral or through the doors for a Winter Wallapalooza or a mystery trip, the layers fall off and there's just vulnerability that we cannot recreate on a Sunday morning or in a small group environment. When you put your student in front of their small group leader for a week long, for a beach camp or for a mixed trip, the layers fall away and those hours don't get added up, they get multiplied. Your students have the opportunity to sit down with their group and with their leader, somebody who cares about them deeply and points them in the direction of Jesus. And that happens hour after hour after hour, where small groups are incredibly pivotal to what we're doing, but they only get about 2 hours a week together.
At most.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this week that we have at Mix and at Beach Camp or at All In like we did or at Mud Weekend for Ruwak, that is the equivalent. Ruwak weekend or All-In weekend is the equivalent of a whole year spent together in that time there together. A beach weekend, that's like multiple years based on the hours that they spend together with small groups. So I encourage you parents, really look at what you can do to make this happen for your students. And then when they get back, ask them about it. Begin to create dialogue and say, hey, you know what? I know it might be a little bit uncomfortable for me to ask this and for us to talk about this, but break through that and say, hey, what did you do or what did you see this week or this weekend that Jesus called you to something new, that Jesus called you to follow him more passionately and more deeply? And so with these trips, I know what a lot of parents think is, man, Ryan, it's really expensive. $500 is a lot of money. You're right. It is. The $340 is a lot of money. I think on the next slide it might show the yearly totals. Kyle, let's see. Is that true? No, I was wrong. I'm sorry. So here's the good facts about it. For middle school, based on the things, there it is. There we go.
Found it.
So this is about what we want to let you guys know that if you say, hey, I want my student to be a part of everything that happens. About where we land financially per student. So if you have a middle school student, it's about $600 a year. If you have a high school student, it's about $800 a year, unless you have a senior, because we take an additional trip for seniors that we just got back from in Washington, D.C. called Passion. It's a conference that's just for seniors and for college students to help them make that transition. But that's about what you can budget. And as you look up there, you might go, Ryan, I've got two high school students and a middle school student, and that's like $3,000. Here's what I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you that is money well spent. Very much like most of you who have students who are involved in sports or the arts or dance or scouts or whatever it might be, there is a financial expectation for those things as well. we understand that there are a lot of coaches and a lot of teachers and a lot of directors that are looking for not only your students' time, but your money as well to invest in the gifts that they have and what they've been given. But here's the thing. There comes a day. I played football for 9 years, had the opportunity in high school and college to do it, but there was a day where I took my pads off and they never went on again, and all that I invested in it was over. It was done. But here's the thing, when you make a financial investment in your child's spiritual relationship with Jesus, it pays eternal dividends. This is something that we collectively hope that they pursue for the rest of their life, not just throughout high school or not part of the way into college or till they're 30. This is something that we collectively hope that they say, I want to pursue this person of Jesus Christ for the rest of my life. And so parents, it is a lot of money. We understand that, and so we're asking you to make the investment that's necessary in your child's life to help them take a next step forward. Here's the other thing, too. This isn't the only way that they're going to grow in their relationship with Jesus. They get the opportunity on Sunday morning. They get the opportunity in their small groups with community groups on Wednesday nights throughout all the different things that we're doing. And so if you say, Ryan, we just can't do it. We just can't afford it. First of all, talk to us. Let's see if we can work together. But if not, know that there are opportunities. But this puts them on a platform where they have a head start into the school year with a summer trip, where they have a head start into college with a passion trip, where they give their friends an opportunity to experience Jesus through Winter Wallapalooza and the mystery trip. Here's the last thing. This is for high school students more than middle school students. But middle school parents, if you want to jump onto this one, we are more than willing to support you.
Yeah.
We don't want you or expect you to handle the full financial burden on your own. Put some of that on your students. Allow them to have some skin in the game. High school parents of ladies, there are opportunities to babysit. I've got a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old that I would love to let your child babysit to give me and my wife a little bit of time. Allow them to do that. Hey, let them encourage your student to find a way to make some money to help put some of their own skin in the game, whether it's shoveling driveways, mowing lawns, picking up dog poop. I saw a car driving around, it said the dog bomb squad. And they come to your house and they'll pick up the dog poop in your yard. And so help your students find some ways to release some of that financial burden on you and help them put some skin in the game. You know, that's one of the things that helped me as when I was a student. I very much found myself where my parents said, hey, Ryan, we don't know that we can afford it. We can put in $300 on the summer trip. And I said, all right, I want to go so bad, I want to put some skin in the game. And so I found a way to make some money through the jobs that I did or picking up extra things. And so we want to encourage you to do that. And here's the best thing. When your students complain, they go, Mom, I don't want to get a job. You can say, well, Ryan and Adam told me to tell you that you need to get one. You know what I mean? And so, parents, we think Adam and I are fully bought in to who Jesus is and what he can do for people. And these are great opportunities for you to partner with us to watch your student experience Jesus for themselves, not so that it's your relationship with Jesus or our relationship with Jesus, but one that they can say, this is mine, and this is something that I want to do for the rest of my life.
Boom. Thank you, Ryan. That was awesome. Yeah, so again, just really excited for the summer and what God has in store. Really, really pumped about what's going to be happening. So one quick thing, Parent Podcast. We are actively looking for questions from you guys, things that maybe you would love to hear us discuss or maybe get a kind of a different take on stuff, whether it's about sports or how do I do this stuff with my kids at home or I don't know. We want questions from you guys so that we can begin to kind of cultivate a schedule and begin to create a podcast where we begin to talk through things. We pull in people who are either experts on something or who have a lot of experience in an area where we can pull that in and just make that an added resource for you guys. Our goal for the podcast would be about a 15 to 20 minute kind of podcast a month. And that we're just talking through questions, talking through life, and that would just be an added resource and hopefully something that is just there to encourage you and maybe just to get another opinion on something or, something that just starts really good conversation between you and your spouse as well. So that'd be really beneficial.
So if you're stuck as a parent, we want to know those questions. Because like Adam said, he has a one-year-old. I have a two-year-old and a three-year-old. And we know what some of the questions that parents have. Like, we wonder, like, man, what's technology going to be like when we have middle school and high school students? Yeah. And maybe you go, man, how do I help my student use technology in the right ways? I don't know what those questions are. It's our hope that you have those questions. And even if it's a question you know the answer to, but you go, I think this would be a great question for other parents to hear a great answer to, I encourage you, send us those questions. You can kick them to gsm@thechapel.life, and we would love to use some of the things that you are asking to generate the content for that podcast. Our hope for that is just to support you, to walk beside you, to give you another person that when you're in the fight, you can look back and you go, those two guys they're in my corner. They're working for me. They want to help me parent, and they want to help me push my student in the direction of the person of Jesus Christ. And so that's coming up. The other thing, too, is we talked about this in the past, but we also have our Sunday sermons on podcast. All you have to do is go to the iTunes app and search Green Student Ministries, and then it differentiates between middle school and high school. If you miss a week and your student wants to connect with that, or if you are like, man, I go in and I listen to Mike and I'm part of an ABF and I don't get to hear what's happening in my student's environment, if you want to listen into that, it's a great way to start conversations with your student about what they're learning in here, but also about what they're being called to do.
Yeah, and so we'll wrap up, but I wanted to say, we sent out a newsletter. We sent out a newsletter every single month, and at the bottom of this one, we asked for questions from you guys, if anybody had a question. We got one. So
we got two? Yeah, I think we
have
two.
Well, I'll address the one that I know that I had. That one was about scripture memorization. So scripture memorization, I think, is super important for your students. It's one of those things that is always in the back of my mind. Like, I wish that I was better at memorizing scripture, because I'm terrible. Like, I just don't make time for it. And that was one of those things of, like, I want to be better too. Yeah, like, help. So we decided that in our devotional booklets, just even a first kind of step in this direction is that in the very back of the Devo books, every single week is going to be kind of this, like, tear-out page with a verse on it that your student maybe can put on the mirror or in the bathroom next to their bed, or they can keep it, I don't know, in their backpack or wherever, that hopefully throughout the week, that would be something that they look at and hope to memorize. It encourages them, hey, memorize this passage throughout the week. And that's something that I would encourage you as parents to walk alongside them and to do with them. The best part is that if you get to the passage and you already know it, you can be like, I'm like a whole step ahead. This is great. So we'd encourage you to walk alongside them in that and to continue to do that. I don't think that scripture memorization will ever be like a key focal point of what we're doing on Sundays and Wednesdays, just based on time and then the other things that we're trying to hit. Like, we're not going to take a Sunday morning to be like, all right, everybody sit with your leader and we're going to do scripture memory and go ahead and recite that to them. That's just not where we're at. But I want to encourage you as parents to continue to walk alongside your kids and to help them do that. And so hopefully this is just an extra resource as we put this in here that will be beneficial to you and your family. So, did you have your second question?
Yeah, and I can't remember what it was. So perfect. Go ahead and throw that up there, Kyle. GSM and food allergies.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we have a lot of students who have some type of food allergy or allergy in, I don't know that a bee sting is necessarily labeled in that, but allergies. And we've had parents
say, I think bee allergies are very real, Ryan.
Right, they are, but they just don't align with food unless it's honey.
You don't have bees in here.
That's neither here nor there. But one thing we want to encourage you and let you know that when we have trips and things like that, we would love to know that your student can come along with us. So one of the things that we do is we strategically go after medical professionals for our small group leaders. It's like a two birds, one stone kind of moment. when you talk to a small group leader and they're like, oh yeah, did I mention that I'm a nurse or I'm a doctor? And you're like, this is the best thing ever. Because now they're responsible and they know what they're doing. But one of the things that we do is we will do everything that we can to accommodate your students for the food restrictions that they have. But also, I know that there's a lot of parents who might say, hey, my child is a sixth grader, and I don't know that they're fully ready to be trusted to use an EpiPen or whatever it might be on their own. So know that we have those people on our team to care for your students physically and in a health from a healthy standpoint as well. And so if you find that your student has something that you might be questioning, hey, is this a trip that they can do because of these things or whatever it might be, please let Adam and I know, and we would love to address those specifically. But just wanted to kind of blanket that and let you know that we proactively try and pull people on our team who are equipped to be able to handle those situations or those things that might arise. And so, yeah.
Yep. And so that's really all that we have from the front.
Actually, I wrote two things down here that you don't know about. Parents, on your table, you have these awesome resources. So the one is a save the date. It's with all the trip information that we just gave you for what's coming up. The one thing we didn't talk about for high school is we have a Mexico missions trip. There's a meeting on the 21st of January for that, just kind of an informational to let you know about that. So if you're a high school parent and your student wants to go on the Mexico mission trip, 21st of January, right after high school service, that's going to happen. But this is a great way, like it says, stay connected to what's happening here. The other thing that we have for you guys is those calendars. And if you want to stay in the loop and you're like, man, my friend told me about this meeting and I didn't get connected, let Melissa, Adam, or myself know that you want to get added to the newsletter. And another great way to get connected is what we use, what we call the Remind app. A lot of schools use it, but it's a great way to connect to what we're doing for an easy text message reminder of, hey, this is coming up, or this is the last day to register at this price point for this trip, or whatever that might be. And so I think believe that information's on the calendar. If not, let us know, and we can get you guys connected to those things. The last thing I have for you guys is Adam and I, we could leave or get let go, and this thing would still continue to happen because of our amazing volunteers, because of our small group leaders and those who pitch in and do so much. Now, if Melissa got let go, it would fall and crumble so fast.
Just flames.
Completely terrible. But you know your students better than we do. You know who your students look up to. You know who your students easily connect with that may be your friends or your friend's student who's a college student or whatever. We are always looking for great volunteers who say, I love high school students, I love middle school students, and I wanna pour into their lives. If you yourself say, that's me, and you're not involved, please let us know. If you know, hey, my best friend would be perfect for that, and they're just a little bit hesitant, let us know. Please help us connect the dots. Plant that seed so that we can come along and hopefully continue to add great leaders for your children and for the next generation who's going to come through. And so if there's friends that you have that want to get involved, or you do as well, please let Adam and I know, because we're always looking for great volunteers who want to be a part of changing students' lives in their relationship with Jesus.
And so we wanted to close with questions. We wanted to know what we've been sitting here, anything that we may have missed, anything that has kind of about what we've talked about, kind of big questions. Does anybody have anything? Yes.
Yeah, so that is a class that's happening like an ABF that's separate from Sunday morning.
What is the class?
It's the apologetic. Okay. It's an apologetics, and it's just for seniors. And so Craig Palencius, and Dan Thompson are going to be leading that, and it's just for seniors. And so I'm blanking on the room number right now, but if you grab the bulletin today, it has that information in there, or if you text me, I can get that back to you or email us. But that is for seniors only, and what they're going to do is take 6 weeks to really walk through how students can defend their faith as they get ready to step out of high school and into whatever's next, whether it's the military, the workforce, or college. And so that's going to be a six-week series. It's not something that requires registration. It's just show up next, show up for that. It's at the 9 o'clock hour. And so, it's a great opportunity for students to be equipped with some of the skills and strategies and knowledge to be able to defend their faith and walk on to a college campus or the workforce knowing that, hey, I trust that Jesus is the real deal and I want to follow him.
Anything else? Yes.
Back.
Yes. Good question. Thank you. If you have an eighth grader who is getting ready to transition into high school, what we have done in the past and what we will continue to do this year, our promotion Sunday and kind of that promotional time happens right at the end of the school year. And so all eighth graders right now, if you have an eighth grader, they will be signing up for the beach trip. And so I know that it's kind of like kicking them out of the nest a little bit, because I know that a lot of them are like, oh, I want
one more year of mix. But the thing is that they don't know how much fun that they're going to have with the high school. It's one of those, like, mix is safe for them, especially if they've gone in the past. It's like, I've done this before. I feel comfortable here. This is easy. I don't have to get to know new people. I'm still kind of the top of the food chain. And we want to push them to be
the bottom of the food chain.
To be the hunted. No, we want to encourage them to leave the nest a little bit and to jump into high school, because what going to beach camp does before their freshman year does for them is it gives them a community of people to be part of, and it helps them to engage and already connect in that and hopefully get involved in other summer things that are happening with high school, so that at the moment that Bree walks into ninth grade, that she would step in there and say, I'm ready to go. I'm excited, not just for this high school year, for this new freshman year, but I know that I have a group of people, a community of people who love me and who care for me and who are backing me, and that even if the week is tough, that whatever ninth grader, they can walk in here on a Sunday morning and be like, this is where I recharge and this is where I continue to just draw strength from. So
I think also the great thing about that is it gives them confidence stepping into a high school for the first time ever. You know, it is intimidating to make that transition from middle school to high school, because you're like, oh my goodness, like the guys have real facial hair. You know what I mean? And they're
I'm
huge.
Still working on that.
Like, right. and so it gives them confidence when they step into high school for that first day that they now have interacted with high school students. They themselves can say, you know what, I am a high school student. And for a lot of our students, they walk in and they go, I know a lot of people here that are older than me, that I can, if maybe I'm having a difficult day or I get lost in the hallways the first week, I know that I can go to somebody and they're going to point me in the right direction. And so that's one of the things that we love about that promotion right at the beginning. The other thing with the trip itself, every year this happens. We get on the bus and it's like all of the freshmen sit together and all of the upperclassmen sit together but separate, because the freshmen are intimidated and the upperclassmen don't know their names. But we get on that beach or that college campus, and on the trip back, you can't even tell where the freshmen are because they're so mixed in together. Because our upperclassmen, they understand that they felt that way at one point, scared to death because they're entering into high school. And it was incredibly inspiring to see your high school students welcome this current freshman class that we have last year. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome to see them engaging with one another. And the trip back, it was like, hey, everybody, you need to quiet down so the bus driver can focus on the road, kind of a thing. And so it's great that we promote early, because it gives them those opportunities to feel comfortable and to have people that they know they can lean into.
And thank you for asking that question, because it's also on the flip side, if you have a fifth grader, fifth graders are able to sign up for Mix with us and participate in all of our summer things, because they will also they'll be promoted out of the high voltage room into middle school whenever the school year ends as well. And so the difference is, I think eighth graders are a little more timid about like high school. Some of them are excited. But the fifth graders, I could go up right now and I could tell you how many fifth graders and who they are in the high voltage room, because they all sit there like this.
Well, that's the truth about that is I could tell you who the eighth graders yes. are, because they sit there and they're not like, ah, they're like, I'm too cool for this. Like,
yeah,
I'm
gonna do they're already this. Second semester is yes. like checkout semester yes. because the eighth graders are like, I'm a freshman now. And the fifth graders are like, I'm ready for middle school. And so it's just, we're excited to push them in early and not have to give them kind of this agonizing wait during the summer. We're excited to get them in there and so that they become a part of what we're doing over the summer, so that when school starts, they're like, I already know this. I'm a master at this. I've already got this down. So thank you. Any other questions? Yes. Yes. Fundraising? We've looked at it.
So here's what I've found with fundraising. There has never been anything that I have seen in fundraising that the time goes into it that makes a big impact on the end dollar. The reality is, if a student babysits five times and makes $20 a time, $100 is earned way faster than it is to try and sell stuff or collect money. And the whole process is so time consuming. And the end result, I've never seen anything that gets back what time that is put in. And so essentially it's like, man, I sold 14 candles and it took $70 off my trip. And it took so much time to walk around to the houses or whatever. And so we have not found a great fundraising thing. I personally do not like fundraising. I would personally rather go work for it because I know I'm gonna make, even as a student, make more faster by putting some sweat equity into it as opposed to trying to sell other things.
Like candy bars and stuff.
And the other thing, too, is a lot of the times those people are buying something that they don't want just to support the cause. And so if...
How many of you have had a kid come home and just to fundraise stuff, but, like, you buy it all? Anybody like?
There we go.
I bought 30 candles because that was the quota.
That was me.
So I still bought it, and I actually spent.
So if you want to donate that candy to GSM, we'd be happy to pass it out for some.
Yeah.
But that's really what we found is there's not a great way to fundraise that actually contributes significantly.
We're gonna have our car wash tomorrow outside. If you
who wants to trust
help?
Their car to a bunch of high school and middle school students? No. So yeah, that's the one thing that we found is there's just not a great way to get the return that we would hope. And really, that's just more things that students say, hey, I want to be a part of. But then when the car wash day does come, you only have 3 students, and then Adam and I are washing cars. And so that's the one thing that we found
with
fundraising is it's just not – It doesn't yield what we think it will, and so that's why we encourage your students to get a job.
Yes. Anything else? Thank you.
That's what my parents told me.
I know.
In the back.
Yes.
For those trips. Yeah, so one of the things that we do is we can definitely look into that. One of the things that we do is a lot of times we find, though, that the students who do sign up are super involved with the different things that we have going on, whether it's small groups or for high school students, the community groups that we do on Wednesday nights. And one of the things that Adam and I really do is we say, hey, we want to do 3 things a year really well, and it's those 3 big trips. And then for high school students, what I like to say is, hey, if you're a high school student and you want to make things happen, you don't need Ryan Shumway to do that. You can go and do it yourself. And so if there are things that you need to pull together that you're like, I need an adult, I'll be happy to help you with that. But we really want to put that on students to take the ownership to get to know one another. Our leaders, our 8th graders, to say, hey, connect with the 6th and 7th graders. I know that the juniors and seniors that I have, I keep them updated with, hey, here's who's signed up for the trips, or here's who's going. And so really what we like to do is hope that the community is built Sunday morning in small groups and in some of those activities that we do on the front end. And what we find is that the community really is built on the back end as well. And so if that's something that you would love to talk with Adam and I and help us lead through that, we would love to chat with you about what that would look like. But really, for high school students, I love to put it back on the students because they know what they want to do way more than I do, and they're old enough to be able to pull it through. I know with Adam, he has some things as well that he leads through his 8th graders. And so, well, we would love to partner with you if that's something that you want to do.
All right. I think we're good. All right. Hey, I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll let you guys get out of here. Thank you for staying with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for all that you're doing here in GSM, and then in these parents' lives and in their kids' lives. Would you just bless this semester and even summer as it approaches? Would you just help us all here collectively as your body, as your church? Would we continue to seek you? Would we continue to become more like you so that we can change those around us, including our kids? Would you help us to just continue to be humble? And I just pray that we would just continue to have such a desire to seek you and to know you more this year, that you would just you would use that it would be something that it changes our families, our communities, our workplaces, our teams, wherever we're at. God, would you use us, and would you help us to be willing to be used by you? Help these parents, help us as leaders, all of the adults and the volunteers and everybody who is a part of raising and continuing to pour into this next generation of students. Would you just help us to be like you so we can call them to imitate us as well? So we love you, Jesus, and it's your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day. If you want to talk with us about anything, feel free to come in.
Also,
and
there's
with
still
us.
A ton of food. Make sure you grab some to go.
Get more food.
If you don't, all the high schoolers will eat it. So there you go.